Well, good, great, fantastic morning, as Brenda Quanten would say. Welcome to this morning's ACN Mojo Call. My name is Don Hutchins, and it is my honor to give you a few pearls of wisdom this morning, I pray, that will help you along your journey. Long trips are not for everybody. Now, if you heard my last Mojo Call, you know that I just got my CDL, my commercial driver's license. And for many people, that brings visions of over-the-road trucking and long haul and all of that. Many of us have had that experience of taking a long trip, in particular with young children. One of the many questions they ask is, are we there yet? Oh, are we there yet? In fact, I've had some adults ask that question on long trips. This can be an oft-repeated, frustrating, and it's usually accompanied by whining. Are we there yet? How long is this going to take? This is taking forever. Well, have you ever found yourself asking this question as it relates to your ACN business or maybe your next promotion? Am I there yet? Are we there yet? Oh. Well, I've discovered a few problems with that line of thinking. I came up with five, but I guarantee you there are many more. Here's number one. The person asking the question is usually not doing anything to get us there. Now, this could mean being in management mode instead of phase one, or as it relates to children. Of course, they're not driving. And they really don't have any part to play in getting us there. So they're bored, usually. That's what they'll say. I'm bored. Therefore, they ask the question, are we there yet? But they're not helping to get us there. I hope this is not you in your business when you ask yourself the question, am I there yet? Here's the second problem I found with that are we there yet mentality. If you are actively participating, that is, in the case of children driving or helping to drive, then your work efforts aren't vigorous enough to distract you from staring at this goal. So you might be doing a little work in your business here and there, not really enough to keep you head down, focused, and charging ahead. We work a little and look a little, instead of putting our heads down and working through this necessary process. It's like planting a garden and then staring at the ground to see if the growth is happening, instead of doing the other necessary work to help cultivate this process. So if you're asking, are we there yet? And you're not really working hard, you're not focused enough, and you're I want to get their goal mentality is overshadowing your work ethic. Here's problem number three. We often miss the view along the route in search of the destination. What do I mean by that? Well, I ride bicycles, as many of you know, for long distances. And I ride as much for the view along the route as for reaching the finish line and accomplishing whatever goal. If it's a 100-mile ride, it's great to accomplish that 100 miles, but oh, the view of the wonderful different things I see along the route that make it so much better, not just accomplishing a goal, but enjoying the journey as I go. Many of us, if we have an are we there yet mentality, we're not enjoying the ride. How many people have counseled the journey was much sweeter than achieving the goal? The late, great Jim Rohn used to say, earn $1 million, not for the money. Oh, the money's nice, but it's the person you have to become to get there that makes it worth it. Then, if you lose it all, you'll know how to do it again. There's an old saying also that says, finished never is. In business, and in particular in our ACN business, finished never is. Here's number four. We become distracted with our daydreams of what success will look like. It's okay, even helpful, to visualize the outcome, but don't get fixated to the point of inactivity. You're just staring at your dreams or daydreams. Our dreams should be the fuel that helps to motivate us into action, not a distraction that keeps us idle. The old saying, don't let your why be the reason why you're not doing this business, fits in right here. Here's number five. Are we there yet thinking seeks to rush the process? Yeah, we're in a process here. You hear that a lot. And there are certain amounts of reps required to meet the goal. Now, by reps, I'm not talking about rep agreements. I'm talking about repetitions. Just like in working out, you got to put in the reps to achieve whatever result that you are striving for. It may be 1,000 calls to get the necessary structure for your organization to grow and produce. It might be 1,500 calls. Whatever the number is, it has to be done, and you can't rush the process. Now, you can speed it up by working harder, but you can't rush it. Get out of the mindset of wanting to rush through this process. As Jim Rohn said, it's the person that you become along the journey that really makes it worth the journey at all. And then when you reach that goal, when you're on the stage giving that speech, you will probably, like so many people, say, oh my gosh, it was the journey along the way that was way sweeter than when I actually achieved the goal. Are we there yet? No, I don't think so. But we are in process. As you continue in this process, trust the process, follow the system, the ACM system. That means there's an Emerge event on Saturday in Atlanta. Be there or get as many people there as you can. And then the following weekend, we have another Game On event. I know you're already registered for that. And get as many people to that as you can. And continue to do the work. What's the work? Peaking, inviting PBZs. Peaking, inviting PBZs. Peaking, inviting PBZs. Rinse and repeat. Have a great, absolutely wonderful day.